Yo, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Bait Escape Podcast. I'm your host, BC Baiter. And in today's episode, I sit down and I chat with Alex, the creator of Baiter Bomb, the number one masturbation bomb grease for men. We talk about where he got the name from, how long it took him to create this product, and why it's so important that this product exists. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode. I am so
Sweet.
excited
Okay.
to talk to you because, because you're coming up with really great stuff.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I feel like baiters are not paid attention to enough, aside from Bait World.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to fill a void.
I mean, you definitely did, but it's interesting to me how quickly that took over. Because when I first came on the scene, it was all Albaline. But I don't know if I heard it from you, or maybe you've posted it, or I read it somewhere, but I feel like you may have contacted Albaline. Like you might have talked to them, and they just didn't want to recognize us as Masturbate, or they didn't want to recognize that the product was being used in a sexual purpose. Is that correct?
Right. Well, so Abilene was the inspiration for Beta Bomb.
Yeah.
And my background, I was a product designer for 15 years. So I have experience in creating, products that serves its the purpose for, the market. And I noticed several people tagging Albaline on Twitter for like beta related posts, and they get blocked. And understandably, Albaline will not want that, to be related with betas, because it's a product for women. We are not their target market. And I thought to myself, how about if there was lube similar to beta, I mean similar to Albaline, but enhanced and designed for betas? And so that's how it started.
But I mean, like, I just feel like that's so cool. Like, not everyone can start that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone can sit back and be like, hey, I have this really neat idea, but like, we don't, someone might not have the resources or even the skill or education to come up with that. So, you were a product designer for 15 years, self-identified as a baiter, right? You consider yourself a baiter
Yes, big time.
for sure.
Yeah, no, it's I sometimes forget, that there are overlaps with like guys who are just baiters and guys who like to fuck but also baiters. And when I communicate to baiters, it's like I forget, like, oh no, other people like other things too. But I guess what I'm trying to get to is as a brand, I want to represent the baiters. And I think, it's welcome for everyone, straight, gay, everyone.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think that the product is a hit. I feel like in the transition that I've been online since the product, how long has the product been in launch since its inception? It's been out for
It's
like
a
2 years.
little over 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was really surprised.
I can
Oh,
remember
go
a time
ahead.
when it didn't exist, and all of a sudden the chat buzz was this new Beta Bomb stuff, and it's gone through its transitions, I feel like.
It's amazing. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now. Several things were in my favor. One of them was my background being a product designer, and I have all these skill sets to, create packaging. I also analyzed what baiters need, like myself, so I designed the product to be as good as possible, because if it's going to replace Albaline, it's got to be good. So I looked for like the things that weren't that great with Albaline, where it's a giant jar that says makeup remover or something, and it's like really it's hard to wipe off. So those were things I needed to fix. It took me about I had the idea for years, and I just never had the balls
Why?
to put it together.
I'm curious to know, like, why did you feel like you couldn't do it?
Self-doubt, like, who the fuck am
Mm-hmm.
I? Who's gonna listen to me, but luckily, my husband, I love him so much. He gave me, this is gonna sound really, cheesy, but I grew up with a lot of insecurities. I didn't have a lot of guidance. And my parents split, and you know, we were fed, but there was no love, there was no affection, there was, anyway, I didn't have much confidence in doing anything. And then my husband comes along, he gives me the love that I should have gotten so that I could finally develop myself. And he encouraged me to just go do it. And so I did start the formula about like 8 years ago, but when my husband came around, he was like, go, like, get the jars, you know, pour this, I'll help you with the scent, this and that. And that happened. And then the other thing that that was great is keeping good relationships with baiters, you know, not burning bridges, keeping contact and being nice really helps.
Yeah.
And I sent it out to my friends, you know, and my baiter friends, they tried it out. They talked about it, just kept pushing, marketing. I mean, that hasn't really stopped. I just, you know, I just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And luckily, like, yeah, oh my God, people are responding, and it's amazing, man. It's, yeah. I'm really grateful, guys.
Yeah, no, it's been great. There's so many things that you said that I wanted to touch upon, but I think one of the more important things that I can pick off from what you just said was this power of belief in yourself. And then also to having someone to like stand by your side and be like, I know you can get this done. Like, I know how good you are at creating this and creating things in your life. If you just get the little push, sometimes we just need someone to like push us off the cliff.
It's true.
And be like, just swim. Because they know they're capable of swimming. We just need that extra push. And I know for a long time, I certainly felt that way too about a lot of things in my life that I really wanted to pursue. Like, and I'm doing it now. And it's difficult. Not to say that it's not going to be challenging, or you know, you're going to face obstacles. You're certainly going to have like bumps in the road. But ultimately, it just seems like you're really passionate about creating a product that's going to satisfy a market that wasn't touched upon. And I think that's really smart business.
Thank you. I think we, us baiters, deserve a little bit more respect and attention and listening to. You know, of course, I'm in it to make money, but also raise awareness that, oh, here's the other thing. I grew up with a lot of shame. I was caught masturbating at a young age, and because I didn't have my parents around to coddle me, I was told, I won't say who it was, but he went around, you know, telling everybody, and I was just so, you know, shattered, and I had to hide, and I kept it all inside me for years, and it just made me feel like inadequate. And I think what's drive the force behind me pushing the bomb or its creation is my effort in trying to shake off the shame, because I know it's not something to be shamed about, you know.
That's
why I designed it in a more classy looking thing, jar, you know, and put some seriousness into it, but also be a little bit funny, you know, to make it like approachable. I love my baiters because they're so generous with their dicks too.
They're generous with like sending out like all these dick pics to you. I bet you get so many dick pics, bro.
It's pretty cool.
Like
I'm not complaining.
Like videos of people just like using your shit. It's like, look how amazing this stuff is.
Oh my God, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like, really? Me?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think I always encourage people, especially within our community, to say, hey, like, you have a really cool idea, just do it. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, but like, I don't know. It's like one thing to say and then another thing to actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, and what it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, but it's crazy to think that you had this for 8 years, right? And it took you 8 years to launch this one thing. And it's like a hit. Like, it really is. I hope you know that. Like, I don't even use Albaline anymore. Like, I always tell my friends, people always come to me and they're just like, what kind of grease do you use? I'm like, either I make my own or by Bader Bomb. There's like nothing in between.
You mean your own leak?
My own what?
You make your own, like you're leaking?
No, like I make my own grease.
Oh, okay.
I just found like a simple formula online. Like mine is really basic. Like it doesn't have any of the cool, luxurious things that yours has. And you've been so generous to like give me stuff. So I thank you for like giving me some really cool stuff. I mean, you make other products too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, when I have people who are genuinely excited about the product that I create.
Yeah.
Like I keep a relationship and I, you know, if they want to help me push, I'll help them push. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. But I also take the thing that comes from having such like a, we're such a small community. Like we just want to see each other succeed. Or at least I do, because I want to make it more mainstream. Like let's create this space for like baiters and other non-baiter individuals to come together and say, hey, like, this is my community. Yeah. What's so great about it? There's all these different things that are being born out of it. You know, there's right. Baiters. I see baiters on TikTok all the time talking about like
soul sexuality. I love it. Also, gooning, this whole term of gooning, you know, yeah. Like memes are coming up, videos and stuff, and they're hilarious. And I think they're fantastic because then it brings awareness to that because there is, yeah. I think gooning is really universal. It's just, I feel like, the meaning of it is like just a deeper way of enjoying yourself mentally and letting go of, you know, anything else outside of you.
Yep.
It's like you just focus into your own world and whatever happens externally is nobody's business unless they find it hot. And then you can share that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I started using gooning as a, is it an adjective or a verb?
It's like a verb.
Way, a way to yeah. describe something. And I was having a conversation with a baiter called Gayho, and they were like,
yes.
Yeah, I goon for everything. Like, I goon for this coffee, or I goon for this television show.
I love it.
You know, and I was like, that's so smart. That. And so I started using it too. And I was in the car the other day with a friend and I was like, damn, I goon for this iced tea. And they were like, well, what did you just say? And I was like, I'm gooning. Yeah, I'm gooning for this shit. And they're like, what the fuck is gooning? And I'm just like, gooning is just like excitement. It's a moment. It's like a moment to like really love this thing that you're doing. And so I'm trying to, you could goon for your job. You can goon for your boyfriend. You can goon for whatever. But I'm trying to like just bring it into the vernacular of like people's
everyday, I love it.
Like vocabulary. People can goon for it for a number of things. Like people can goon for Bader Bomb. How did you come up with the name Bader Bomb?
I knew it had to. It had like everything about it had to be in the name. Bader, right? And bomb, I wanted a term for lube that isn't lube. Something a little bit more fancier. So I thought bomb. And I sat on it for a while and I even thought of like Bader lube or edger lube, you know, like super basic. But I thought Bader bomb is unique, but it also rolls off your tongue quickly, easily. So maybe that's my background in like branding helped with that. I'm not saying I'm like the best at any of these things. It's Bader Bomb is just a combination of what I think works best with what I'm trying to represent.
Yeah, I think it works really clever. Yeah. I think it's clever. It's catchy for sure. I mean, you definitely got Bader's attention. And also to someone who doesn't know what a baiter is, then that welcomes a curiosity, right? They see your product.
Exactly.
And they're just like, what's a baiter? Okay, well then, you know, go yes. on Google and find out what a baiter is. And then I guess that conversation rolling, which is really cool.
I get messages from guys, a lot of messages that go along the lines of like, you know, somebody comes over to their place, baiter or not friends, and they have the jar sitting there and they just gravitate and like get curious, like, what is this? You know, and that's like a nice segue to let them know to talk about it. And I think that's a good way to kind of like break ice too and like not make it like taboo, you know, like even if you're talking to your straight friends, you can talk about that, you know. And the majority of reactions to straight people that I talk to, they're like, Oh, like that's cool. Like I never would have thought like to put attention to that. It's like
Yeah.
I just go and do it, but like you, I say you can, it's okay to have a good time.
So the intended purpose, really the message of Bader Bomb is to allow yourself like a time to really enjoy your genitals, right? It's yes, we can have quickies, and I'm all for quickies. I advocate quickies all the time if you want to get off really quick somewhere. But I also feel like people can make an event out of it. Take that time, to on a Saturday night, you got no plans. Hey,
Exactly.
listen, there's you're not going anywhere. Bust out the Bader Bomb and like give it a whirl for a couple of hours and see how that feels on you.
I also think I'm not a therapist or anything, but from my experience, I've found bathing to be therapeutic, a stress reliever, and because I had anxiety about masturbating and insecurities about it, I had to force myself to just use this as therapy, not anxiety. And then help everybody else. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of guys, or women too, and I hope to be able to make a loop for them at some point because they deserve to masturbate a long time too.
Yeah, I think everybody does
But
for sure.
yeah, it's just that the FDA requires certification for lube when it starts to go inside the body because that's when they qualify it as a medical device. Once it's a medical device, then you got to spend like $250,000 to get it certified or tested or whatever. So I'm like, no, I can't do that. But I think it'd be safe though because none of the ingredients are toxic. The main ingredient is actually food grade mineral oil, so you can actually ingest it and use it for like moisturizing your cutting boards. So
Moisturizing your
it's all safe.
what?
Cutting boards.
Oh,
Mineral oil and cutting boards,
cutting
like wooden
boards.
cutting boards, yeah.
Oh, I guess
Yeah.
yeah, I can see that. It's like
And
if you
people
cut.
drink,
People cut vegetables or use it for a kind of foods consumption.
And people use it as laxative too, mineral oil.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Okay.
it's, I think it's at some point when we, it grows enough and we have enough funding,
Yeah.
I could pursue that part to make it, certified for women.
Yeah, but I think it's really cool because not only do you make the bomb, but you also make other products too. So tell me about that. Like,
Oh yes.
what did those products, did the idea for the products come with the bomb, or did those ideas come after you already had made the actual product?
So the bomb was, I started it thinking I was just only going to sell one size of bomb to keep everything simple because I still had a day job and and just streamline that process. But then it started to make sense to introduce other things. What was it? I'm trying to remember which one. I believe, oh, cum rags. I mean, that's an obvious next step. So I had that made. First I sourced things locally. Thank God I live in a metro because it makes it easy to source items
Oh,
and
like to find like nearby vendors that can sell you decent.
and embroider and all that stuff. And it was still a scrappy company at the time. Oh, still is, but I would sell the cum rags in a three piece. But it was like there's no packaging. I just had them folded in a box, and people didn't complain. It was like they took it. They liked it that I was even doing it. And then over time, as I get more what do you call it? Experience, and I made it more presentable. And then reaction from baiters that they love the scent. Beta Bomb, which is made of cedar wood scent and copal tree resin, which is used in incense in South America. We were down there, my husband and I, for a vacation, and they burnt this scent, and it was so intoxicating. And I asked what it was. They said it was copal, which is like the amber that comes out of the tree. And they make incense out of that. And I think in the past, ancient tribes or, you know, groups used it to meditate and connect to their gods. So I thought, hey, why not like create an experience with that? So I combined the two. Luckily, the majority of people love it, because scent is very, what do you call this? Like it's subjective, right? And you're not going to please everybody.
Sure.
But surprisingly, it's enough to allow an experience, you know, because it puts you in a mood. So anyway, because they love the scent, I was like, okay, well, I got to make candles. So I make candles.
Yeah. The candles are cool.
Yeah. And then I thought, I've always thought like bathing by the campfire is hot, like really cool. So I thought to put a wooden wick in there so it crackles.
Wait, have you ever baited by a campfire?
No, but I want to. I actually want to. I want to host a Sausage Fest event at a campsite, but later down the line.
We're gonna talk about your sausage event, your Sausage Fest event when you help in Vegas. But yeah, talk to me about those candles. So the candles smell great, by the way, and I love the candles too because you can hear it like crackle, and I think that was. I think that was intentional, right? Because you wanted it, yes, campfire. You wanted it to kind of be like that outdoorsy.
Yeah, but kind of get back to nature, you know, and then
primal, maybe?
Primal, yep. And then the scent is like wood, you know, also kind of relating to your wood.
Yes, I'm thinking about the wood.
Yeah, we love take wood. Care Hardwoods. Of softwoods are good too.
I love all kinds of woods.
I like the twigs. I like the tree trunks.
Yeah.
The unpruned.
But I love Bader Bomb because I feel like you have a really good like collaboration with other like organizations. And I know for the month of November, something that I learned recently working with Bait World is that you're collaborating with Bait World. You're both doing like a charity drive, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me more about that, how that got started.
So first of all, Bait World, amazing organization.
Yeah.
I owe a lot of Bader Bomb to them, you know, or I owe a lot of gratitude because they centralized the community.
Yeah.
And of course I'm excited to work with them when they contacted me. I worked on other stuff with them before, but not to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to create a shirt that represents Bait World and Bader Bomb. And the challenge was, you know, create a design that would sell and so that we could donate the profits to Testicular Cancer Awareness Foundation.
Yes.
So my idea was like, okay, well, what if Bait World and Bader Bomb were represented as superheroes, like a duo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then brand the outfits, their spandex as such. And I have a really good friend from forever ago who creates X-Men fan tees, and he draws them, the characters. And I had him help me. I gave him the idea, and we just kind of went back and forth and put details on it that, you know, if you look, you think it'll be fun. Like, for example, for Bait World's superhero, on the face, his mask is the shape of the W in their logo.
That's cool.
The Bader Bomb superhero's got a bronze helmet, but like shaped like a dick.
Yeah.
Head. And it's got like
I got a sneak peek to the
image. Oh, good.
So we, as you're talking about it, I can see it in my mind. It's like, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. And then I added like a little bit of a pearl bead on the tip, and you understand why. what else? Anyway, I think it turned out really cool. I'll send you the image. You can show your fans. And it's like a really cool idea. It's like get a shirt, a cool shirt that represents who you are as a Bader, and also donate to a charity.
But also too, really cool. the sell of the shirt, don't you get some kind of coupon too, like if you buy the shirt?
Yes. So if you buy the shirt, we don't know how to do this logistically just yet. We'll figure it out, but we'll be able to, Bader Bomb will be giving a special coupon, a really good coupon. I can't say how much right now, but we'll send you a coupon if you purchase a shirt.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's so great. I feel like it's such a wonderful opportunity to like give back to a charity that like cares after your genitals. I mean, I don't know what the statistics are on testicular cancer, but they're pretty high. And I think it's important to focus on, because men get cancer in places that women won't, because they don't have that part of our anatomy. So I think it's really important. Not only testicular cancer, but also to prostate cancer, because men have prostates. And so it's important that we get those checked too. So,
I mean,
check your balls and check your asshole.
Just to, you know, like the purpose too is like to remind you, hey, just feel around your balls, see if there's anything funny there, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to include a link. So Bait World has this really cool link page. That kind of advertises the entire shirt, and then advertises, you know, the foundation that you all are providing the donation to, but it also too has a link for instructions on how to like check your balls, because not a lot of people know how to like check their testicles, and there's like a method that one has to do, like you should be in the shower.
I actually had to check again. Like, I was like, how do you really do that? Yeah, I have a couple of friends who've had a testicle removed due to cancer.
It's
thank God that we have the technology to keep them safe, and they're still very happy and satisfied with their ball and dick.
the one ball, but can you get like a
prosthetic one? I think you can. I just, you know, I wonder if it feels real. You know what I mean?
I mean, it might not feel real, but I think men are very sensitive to their genitals. I mean, they want them to look a particular way. I know I do.
That's true.
And so I think it's important to be able to tell people, like, hey, you have the option. Like, it's a bummer. It's a bummer you're going to miss a nut, but guess what? You're going to have your life. But not only that, you get to choose a new nut. I don't know. Maybe like make it a little bit bigger than the other one.
Yeah. Could you imagine if it was shaped like a head, like a somebody's face? I don't know why.
That'd be creepy. So someone's down there, like the skin goes over the nut, and it looks like a face. You're like, damn, what is this, like demon dude?
What if it's a gooner face like this?
It's like a cross eye. You're like, damn, like people will be gooning for their testicles.
Well, I credit you for being, you know, making me feel comfortable, because I'm very, you know, I have. I get nervous, so yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's, people get nervous, but I think when you're passionate about the product that you're talking about, like, it just becomes a really natural thing to discuss. I mean, can we also talk about this amazing robe you're wearing? This is an inside scoop, y'all. People who are watching this or listening to this get the inside scoop on some Bader Bomb stuff. So what's happening now?
So I thought, so Bader Bomb really is about promoting the Bader lifestyle and what I think it could be. And you know, being a Bader myself, I walk around the house naked a lot.
Ooh.
And when it's cold, I wear a robe.
Yes.
Let's see if you could see that properly. Anyway, this robe is Bader Bomb branded.
That's so classy. It has it right on that sleeve.
Yeah. It's got a bronze piping. embroidered.
What color is it? What color is it that you're wearing now? It's like an
There
olive
it is.
green. That's
And this
cool.
is a dark gray. Can
A
you see
dark
that?
gray.
Anyway.
No, I mean, I don't see, I can't read it, but I know that it would have like, it has the Beta Ball badge, right? But
Yes,
yeah, that's
there it is.
cool.
And you know, and I don't know. It's like kind of like the fantasy of being the dad robe
I
to
mean,
wear around the house
it looks so comfortable.
and
I want one.
lounge like this, you know. Yep,
Yeah, it's easy access, bro.
and I don't know.
I love masturbating in a robe. I have a white one that I just casually picked up on Amazon, but now I want a Beta Bomb one. Are you gonna sell those in
Yeah,
different colors or just the gray?
just this. It'll be just one color. It's the signature look, you know, like it's the same color as
As the as oh the rags.
the cum rags
Yeah, those are cool.
embroidered.
Everyone get yourself a cum rag, it's very important, so you're not ruining your sheets. I know
Yeah,
some of you old
exactly.
bougie motherfuckers be having like 8,000 thread silk sheets. Okay, you don't want to be messing those up. So here's a cum rag. By the way, I was talking to someone, I feel like maybe I was talking to someone online in one of like the beta chat rooms. And they wanted me to thank you for changing the glass for the
Oh.
plastic because they people have dropped their beta things and they're just like, did they
Yeah.
change it already? I'm like, they did. They heard your concerns and they
Yes.
changed it out. So I think that was a really smart move. So good job with that.
So the glass thing was like my attempt at making it extra classy.
No,
Yeah.
I got it. Like when I first got my first Beta Bomb, it was in the glass and I was like, this shit is classy. But it never occurred to me that people would drop it. Like
Oh yeah.
people, you know, by accident or it
Yes.
fumbles, you know, when you're practicing and
Yes.
you don't want to put that stuff on your genitals.
Yeah, especially when you're naked and
Like especially and broken
shatters.
glass. Yeah, no, it's not good.
Oh
So I think now the hard plastic, I think it's a really small. And you know what? It doesn't sacrifice the classiness at all.
my
Like
God.
even in the plastic, when I look at it now, it looks like it's still in glass. So the appearance looks really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. But you
So we got.
off go ahead.
Okay, good.
I was gonna say you offered and sent it and unscented.
Oh yeah, because you know, in the very beginning, like I said, scent is very subjective, and
Yeah.
it was hammered into me like, you need a scented one, unscented one.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, well, duh, of course. But
Yeah.
so right now, 30% of sales are unscented. So that means 70%, the majority, love the scent.
The scent, yeah. It
And
is a
you know,
nice
then
scent.
that's the kind of vibe that I'm, you know, what experience Beta Bomb wants to give. And if you're not into that, get your unscented one.
No, I think it's smart. I think you're creating a product that's focused more on the feeling of what you're trying to accomplish here, right? Like
It's a
you have your,
beginning to end experience,
yes,
you
you have
know.
your Beta Bomb, you're comfortable in your robe. You have your candle for like a low, you know, turn on the lights, put on the candle, make it a very central. That's what I do. I'm about to treat I'm treating myself today.
Treat yourself, you know, seriously.
know,
Oh my
sometimes I
God.
want to go all out, you know, get
Yeah.
yourself some weed, put on some cool music,
Yeah.
you know, put on your favorite porn and just like
Yes.
hang out and like, I don't know, send a dick pic or two.
And the most important thing is like, you deserve it. You deserve all
Yes.
that pleasure. You deserve all that
Yes.
time dedicated to your dick.
Yeah.
And you'll be happier.
Yeah.
Won't
Like
be such a dick to other people.
to don't be a dick, just play with your dick. What was I gonna say? Oh, because you touched upon it when you were previously talking about it. Like it really is like I use masturbation for so many different things. One of the things I use it for the most is stress relief. Like I really do.
Yes.
Like I'm a person that has a lot of anxiety. And so oftentimes, you know, your mind kind of goes around with all these different things that you have to do, or you're thinking about the future or the past or things.
Yes.
And masturbation is a really great way for me to stay present because I'm focusing on the pleasure at that moment in time. And so it allows me to just kind of like unwind for like an hour, 30 minutes, 40, however long that's going to take me.
Yeah, oh no, that's key. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's really important. And the other thing for me at least, what masturbation reminds me of is self-reliance. Not needing someone else to satisfy me, you know, because you can easily be disappointed if you rely on other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had lots of experience.
Yeah, and I don't think it's right. I think it's you should be able to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
You know,
I totally 100% agree. But I remember running into you at, I think it was LA Pride, like
yes,
LA
proud,
Downtown,
proud LA,
Proud LA,
proud LA, yeah,
which is a smaller pride, right? Which is was in downtown Los
yes,
Angeles, and you had a
yes,
booth. I remember coming
yes.
there, and you had a really cool event. You had people doing like the water guns, and they were like
Oh
checking
my
out
God.
the water guns.
Yeah.
That was really
So,
cool. What was the reception for that? Did people enjoy learning about the product there?
I needed something to attract attention, and so I wanted to have a contest. And what would a contest look like? I thought, oh, a jerk off contest, circle jerk contest. Okay, but how is that going to work in public? So I thought, just get a bunch of folding chairs in a circle. I bought a bunch of water guns, and the rules are to keep the water gun like on your crotch, and the first one to empty it while pumping it wins. Bigger
Nice.
bomb.
Nice.
And there was a lot of reception for that, and people thought it was really fun. Women got into it. You can see videos of it on the Instagram. And it created a lot of buzz, and you know, that was really cool. That was fun. I have a store on Etsy, and that one is actually directed at the women. The marketing angle there is like for women, and tell them that they can give this to their husbands or boyfriends if they're bothering them too much, you know, for sex, and you're like not in the mood or busy or whatever, just give them the jar and be like, here. Take care of yourself for hours. And
That's
it's
really
okay.
smart. How's the reception been? What's been like the
A lot
feedback?
of women buy. Most of the buyers on Etsy are women,
Yeah,
for sure.
that's
Yeah,
so great.
it's
That's
really
so
cool.
smart. That's smart. I actually didn't think that you'd be selling on one. That's like a surprising thing to me, but that's really smart.
I really need, I feel like I need to figure out a way to push it further for straight men. And I'm hoping to, what do you call it? Trade shows are so expensive, but I think I have to invest. And I'm considering one in LA, for like, you know, adult convention stuff, and hand out, you know, samples, and because they straight people deserve to feel really good too.
Yeah, I think everybody,
Toodaloo.
yeah, absolutely. Wait, is it really expensive to go to like trade show? Well, is it costly
To
to go to
be.
like the prides? Like,
Oh no, the Pride is really good for small businesses because like it's not a very high threshold to get into.
yeah.
What's really cool is there's a brand, a apparel brand called Kind of Fit, Kind of Fat. I don't know if you've heard of it, but they have
No.
apparel that's really cute, geared towards people who are kind of fit, kind of fat. Anyway, they're a
That's
very
perfect
successful apparel.
for me. I want
They're very successful.
that.
They have a lot of following, and they were early. They were exhibiting at downtown LA Pride, and what I was told was that they donated a bunch of money to the Pride thing and actually subsidized the entry fee for vendors to be in there. So and so it made it really easy for queer companies, startups, or whatever to enter, make it really cheap.
Enter.
And I thought that was really nice.
That is really nice. That's like paying it forward, you know, to like you started off as a small business, maybe you're getting more money, it's gotten bigger your business, and it's a way to like help supporting business to give back. I think that's really great. And I think also too that you have that spirit in mind too. I can see that. Like I feel like you're inclined to be like, hey, look, I know what it's like to struggle with a small business, and I really want to be able to like support and give back. I mean, you're already doing it with the collaboration that you have with Big Bold. I mean, who does that? You know, that's really great. And that's really empowering. And it makes me want to invest more in Big Bold as a product and be like, hey, if they're supporting like cancer awareness, then yeah, then I know that my money is going to a great cause. So why wouldn't I
Yes.
continue to buy more product?
Win-win.
It's a total win-win. It's a total win-win. But where you're selling online, but then you also too sell in stores, right? Like, where, what stores have been involved in them?
Yes. Surprisingly, stores are picking us up, which is really cool. It's available off the top of my head. It's available in San Francisco, a store called Dust Your Mother Now. I always say it like that when I say
that's
it.
A fun name.
Yeah, Dust Your Mother Now. So they sell there, also in LA at I'm forgetting. Oh my god, it's embarrassing.
No, it's okay. I feel like they probably sell that at like the leather store in Silver Lake. What's that place called?
Yes, or it's actually in Santa Monica.
Or wait, there's a store in Santa Monica?
Oh wait, no, not Santa Monica. Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, there's Santa Monica.
Rough Trade Street. Gear. Here we go. Sorry.
Yeah, Rough Trade Gear. Yeah, that's Rough Trade Gear.
Yeah, and then Gear Leather in Palm Springs.
Yes, that's where that's where I bought my last jar, my most recent jar. I was in Palm Springs, I would say, in September, and that's perfect. Where I bought that. I Gear, yeah.
Nice. And one more, Leatherworks in Fort Lauderdale, I believe. Nice. And you know, always open to more brick and mortar stores to help spread the word, good word of Beta Bomb.
Yeah, definitely. But then you would also buy it online, right? Too, so it's betabomb.com.
Yes. Yes, betabomb.com.
Okay.
We have a subscription that saves you 15% if you know if you're going to be baiting a lot. That'll save you some money.
That's fun.
And we also have a strokes reward program. You earn 10 strokes for every $10 you spend, and you get $20 off once you reach 100 strokes.
That's cool. So it's basically a way to just keep people to get like stroking.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I feel like running a company, you gotta have fun with it too.
Yeah. I think it's a really fun way to like, I feel like it's really cheeky, right? Like you're creating a product and then you're trying to, you know, people are just so sensitive about like sexual topics. You're like, okay, first and foremost,
right,
get over it. But secondly, yeah, if you can't get over it, then you have like a cheeky way to like, you know, market to people that might
slide in there.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
I think also too, this is a perfect great time to pick it out as a gift. Listen, the holidays are coming up. I'm sure you'll have some kind of holiday sale or something going on. No, you do, because I feel, oh no, that you made that. I'm thinking about the ornament that you made with one of the jars. You should sell, yeah, that thing. But you should sell it online as like a legit like stocking stuffer, like tree thing. Yeah, that's so cute.
So surprise, it is available online.
It is, really?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not charging crazy amounts. It's $2.99, but I just thought it was a fun way to just, you know, add on to your order.
What is it? Is it just a jar with a little string?
Yeah, it's essentially just a jar. Put a hole in it. I put a string. The video I posted is like me making it. You know,
that's so cool.
Like super simple.
No, I thought that it was cool. So wait, okay. So let's tell people where they can find you. So betabomb.com,
mm-hmm.
But you're also on Instagram.
Instagram at Baderbaum, same on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm also on, actually not as often, but TikTok at Bader_Baum, and you can find it at those stores that I listed.
Cool. I'll have it all like in the description box so people can just like start clicking links. How do you feel about TikTok? People want me to get on TikTok. I personally, TikTok is really hard. Like, I don't know how to use TikTok.
I don't either.
People are so smart.
TikTok is very sensitive to anything adult or sexually oriented stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the videos I post on there are like the super cheeky ones that like obviously have, like, you know, like I posted the circle jerk contest with the guns being pumped, and that was fine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you just got to be smart with that, I guess. I don't even know if I get traction there, but I'm trying.
I mean, I probably should get on it. I think people, I mean, it's like the app to use, but I
It
just, I
doesn't
don't know.
hurt.
It doesn't hurt, but I just feel, I don't know, like I tried to do a couple of videos and I look back at them and I'm just like, you look so awkward. Because I think
Oh.
people who use it are really smart because not only do you have to edit the content, but you have to act in it too. So
Oh,
like
yes.
everyday people are just like up there like acting their asses off, and
Yeah.
they're doing really good work. But I'm just like, I don't
Yeah.
know if I'm that good of an actor to do that. I don't know.
I think it comes in like, over time of doing it over and over, you'll figure out
Sure,
like,
you
okay, don't
get
do
used
that,
to it.
do this, improve this.
No, you're
You know what I
totally right.
mean?
You're totally right.
Yeah.
It's
I
not gonna
think you
look
did
good at the
good.
beginning. Oh,
You
thank
create
you.
you I see some pictures and posts of like very artistic stuff. A lot of dramatic things too, and I appreciate that. You're kind of like the Lady Gaga of Baders.
Who?
You.
Me? Oh,
Well, I mean, just the photos I see, it's like with the mask and the
well, I
art and
mean
stuff. I
that.
think it's pretty cool.
Well, like, so I think the reason why I was attracted or really was decided to talk to you is because I think you and I have similar storylines. So, like, you have a background in graphic design or graphic or product design. My background is in photography, and art creation direction. So I went to school for art. And so
Oh, very
a lot
cool.
of the, yeah, so all the photos that I take them myself. I'm well versed in Photoshop. So, it's all like
That
light
makes sense.
theory and composition. So I have that in my background.
Yeah.
So that's why I used to do it a lot more when I first started my like social media adventure. But people don't realize that it could take me like 6 hours to do one shot. It's just like,
Wow.
it's a lot of work on the back end. And I was like, at the time I had work time, but then I didn't have time. So now I'm just like, I don't know if I can do it again.
It's a passion too. I mean, you enjoy it. You
Totally.
you're
And
creating an image that sends a message, and you want everything in it to be important.
I think right now the focus and the passion is on the podcast for sure. Like I really want this
Nice.
podcast to just blow up and like become a really cool thing.
Yeah, I'm glad to be part of it.
I'm glad you were. I love that you're part of this. I think I this has been a long time coming. I've had so many people ask me when I was going to talk to Bader Bomb, and so now it's happening, and I'm so happy to bring this to our community. So now this is part of the program that I like to call Yo Beastly, and it's basically these people come to me all the time with like different questions and like comments and concerns, and people want them to like get advice. So you can help me out with this question and offer some advice. So I got this from a user on Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter. God, I hate that I have to say that. So he asks, can I ask, do you think it's possible to be a big addict and solo sexual and in a happy and satisfying relationship and sexy life? I just can't stop banging. Is this normal question mark? Is it moral question mark?
The term addicted or addiction,
Mm-hmm.
we have to define that because in the beta community, the word addict is used as a pot. I don't know if it's a positive is the right word, but like as an identity to portray how much you love it. And
Yeah.
I've used that. So if we're gonna say, if they're asking about addiction, by definition, addiction to me is when it becomes a problem in your regular life. If that's the case, then it's an issue and you have to take care of it. In my life, I paid so much and I'm happy with it, and I'm also able to and I also have a very satisfying, happy relationship with my husband. So yes, I think that's possible. If you take away, the idea that if you're addicted, if it ruins your life, then that's not good. But if you love it so much, if you're honest about it, you share it to whoever you have a relationship with, and it doesn't ruin anything, I think it's absolutely gratifying.
That's awesome.
What do you think?
I agree with you too. I think we have to get very specific about the word addict and the idea of addiction. And an addiction is anything that kind of takes over your life. It keeps you away from the doing things that you normally would in your life. For example, relationship with your family, relationship with friends, holding on a job. You know, making money to make ends meet. You know, if those things are disrupted, then you have an addiction problem. And it could be anything. It could be drugs, alcohol, sex, money, gambling. Yeah. There's a wide variety of things that someone can get addicted to. And I think you're right. In the beta community, I think that word is used very, I don't want to say loosely either, because it's very intentional when people say, oh, I'm a bait addict. But I want to just clarify, most of the time when people say they're bait addicts, it just simply means that they like doing it a lot. However, I'm inclined to believe that these people have like normal, you know, normal functioning lives, right? They go to school, they're up in the morning going to work. Maybe they bait a lot after they've accomplished those things. And that's totally fine. Listen, if you have a 9-to-5 job and you're back at home at 6 and you want to bait until 2 o'clock in the morning, have at it. That's your prerogative.
Like, do not be ashamed.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of enjoying those things, but just know that like you got to get up in the morning to like, you know, go back into the workforce and handle all the responsibilities that you got to do.
You know what I always say is like, is get your life together so you can bait more.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good advice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but it's true. Like, listen, if you pay your rent, if you pay your bills, if you're a good, kind person to the people all around you, then like, there's no shame. I've said that too. Like, there's no shame in my game when it comes to masturbation. I'm a good person. I don't hurt people. I mind my business. Just leave me alone when it comes to masturbation. Or join me. I think it was really cool. But I think it's really cool to get the perspective from someone like you who's actually in, you know, committed married relationship to say, I bait and I still have a really happy, satisfying relationship with my husband. So those things are possible. Absolutely. I would think that you would have like a lot of communication, right? You all talk a lot about these things and kind of figure out.
Initially in the relationship, we made it a point to be, you have to be honest with your partner, you know, like, it's going to come out no matter what. So the best way, because if they're going to love you for everything you are, you have to tell them who you are.
Yeah.
But also you have to know who you are first, like understand yourself and stop lying to yourself. Cause I had issues with lying to myself, you know, pretending like I'm this and that so I can be loved more. That's like the issue I had for years. Finally, I guess maybe getting older, I got exhausted with like putting on a fake face or personality or whatever. And it's like, that doesn't help anymore, you know? Anyway, it allowed me to be, okay, I'll be honest. I still have a little bit of shame. That's why I'm, you know, maybe I'm still pushing Beta Bomb. I'm working on it. It's just this thing that's always there. Maybe that's part of the trauma, you know, where it doesn't, it just affects you and you just have to learn to manage.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I want to, and I think it's inspiring to know that you're still dealing with that, but that's not stopping you from creating a product it's going to help a lot of people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think it's important for people to recognize that, like, hey, listen, you may still have my shame, but like, you could turn your shame and like really make it into something productive. That can really help people, you know. I'm with you. Like, I still have some shame about my sex, but I think creating this podcast and talking to other people and sharing that shame to be like, hey, I'm a masturbator. I don't know how to feel about it, but talking openly about it is helping me.
Yes.
And I know that it's helping others because I get that feedback. And that's always really satisfying.
It's nice. Yeah. Yeah. It's so like nice. This camaraderie.
Yes. It's definitely a brotherhood for sure.
Beta Bros.
Beta Bros. Thank you so much for talking to me. I think this is so cool and I'm so excited for people to learn a little bit more about the history of some of their favorite products. So thanks for coming on the show with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. And thanks for helping me spread the word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to have all the information on where you can find Beta Bomb and all the cool things they're doing for charity in the description box. I'll provide links. Hope you enjoy the episode and we'll see you on the next one.
See you guys.
Bye, y'all.